Hey Kim, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Where are you today?
Right now, unfortunately, I'm just stuck trying to get a parking place at Watergoes Beach in Byron Bay.
Oh, you're in Byron, yeah.
Yeah, I've got some shows in the Woolloombar on Friday and Saturday.
Fantastic.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Yeah, look, I'm great, Kim. And I'm really looking forward to you coming down to Nowra in a couple of weeks' time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. And you're going to be playing some new songs from your new album, Dawn Sounds.
Exactly. Yeah, the new album's coming out in January, and yeah, I'm already playing probably half the album, and I might even have it for sale. I'm thinking like the album comes out in January, but I got the vinyl printed ahead of time, which is unheard of.
Cool. That's pretty cool. These days it's hard to get hold of vinyl as well with all what's going on in the world.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's been quite a battle, but I'm lucky and I got it printed early, and so I'm thinking, the album comes out in January, but I might just give people at my shows the opportunity to not only hear the new songs live, but buy the record and hear the new songs on vinyl as well.
Oh, mate, that'd be awesome. Yeah, that'd be great. So the new album, where did you record it?
So I recorded it at a place called the Music Farm, which is actually up in Byron. And yeah, it's a gorgeous, like a lot of sort of 60s and 70s gear, and it's just a it's I was very lucky to get to record at a place like that, on top of that, I discovered this beautiful way of beautiful new way of writing songs where I get up at about 5 a.m. and I write music until about 8 a.m. So we booked this studio and we sort of continued that style of songwriting and that style of performance. So my poor producer, because I made him get up at 4:45 in the morning and turn all the mics on and set everything up, and we would just push record and I would just play for those 3 hours, and we would just pick the takes we liked, and we sort of built the album up from those sessions, and so that's why the album's called Dawn Sounds.
Nice. Yeah, that'd be it's an amazing part of the day to actually to get into your music, I could imagine.
Yeah, I think it's good because the right hand side of the brain is a little bit more asleep, and it gives the left hand side, it gives the creative subconscious side the opportunity to kind of be at the forefront of what's going on, and I find I'm a lot more honest. I say things that are a lot more kind of true to who I am, and not too thought about.
Yeah, the singles are great. I've been playing "Come Back Free" quite a bit. That's a really nice song.
Oh, champion Chris, thanks for playing it.
No, mate, it's good stuff. I've also been watching some of your you do some live recordings outdoors, which you've got on your YouTube channel. With it's not just amazing scenery, but it's also a really nice way to capture the sound. There was a nice one in Berlin, and then there was a great one with Steph Strings as well. Sounds amazing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. That's just, yeah, I've got like a little kind of, I guess, like field recording sort of setup that just allows me, yeah, I mean, it's totally mobile. It's all powered off a portable charger, and I really love it because it gives me the opportunity. I mean, I grew up playing at markets, on the far south coast. Yeah, I grew up playing lots of tiny little markets in the grass, and so that's always where my music feels the best. So now with this little portable recording setup, I can do stuff like, meet some friends in Berlin and go and film something kind of in a I'm trying to think, the one in Berlin might have been in the was it in the forest?
Yeah, it was in the yeah, I can't remember the name of the forest yet, but Berlin.
And so it's so cool because like if a friend's got a camera, I'm just like, hey, I've got some recording gear. Let's set up and actually do a live recording, and I'll play something.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. You've mastered the art of the work-life balance there, Kim, I think.
It's really nice. My job really facilitates and supports the lifestyle that I love. And I feel very lucky, very privileged, to be honest, to be able to to play music and travel doing it, and the creation of that music is what facilitates the travel, and the inspiration of the creation of that music is the travel.
I don't lie down, I don't leave. I have learned from my mistakes, and I know neither one will suffer me. I'm not running, running home. I'm a river that's been flowing to the ocean all along. I'm a fighter underneath, and I would fight for you, darling, if I thought you gave a fuck about me. I don't hide out, I don't go. I'm still learning from a smile I saw on the street in Mexico. From an island on the ocean, I'm watching over me. The sun is my only companion. For now that's all I need. I'm a flower on a path, and you might not even see me, but that doesn't mean I'm not enough. I'm a flame.
You're going to some beautiful places around Australia.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, I realized a few years ago, I'm not a city guy. I'm a small town guy. I grew up in Murrumbilla on the far south coast, and I love small towns, and it's been this really beautiful realization that, I mean, occasionally I play in cities, and of course, even on this tour, there are capital city dates, and that'll be the first time in, you know, 3 or 4 years. But what I've really realized is I love going to all of the small towns. I love going to the far south coast or the northwest of Western Australia, all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, this tour, I finally really nutted it out, you know, and I'm going to, like, most of my favorite spots. I sort of hit a few on the tour I did for that single Fighter earlier in the year, but it's really great because now, you know, I figured it out. And yeah, I think there's like 50 shows on the tour or something, and there's just all of my favorite little towns around Australia.
Yeah, it's like it's a holiday combined with work combined with music.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, one thing I realized is people love the lifestyle of a traveling musician, especially one like myself who plays acoustic guitar and lives in his van and all of that. But it is really hard work, to the point where you can really struggle. You can struggle to maintain decent mental health. You can struggle to keep up. The burnout is really real. But what I've realized is in the last couple of years is, like, live the holiday, you know, like bring out the holiday side of it. Like every moment I could be on the road and it feels like I'm on holiday is a moment where I'm relaxed. I'm enjoying myself. I'm feeling casual and open-hearted and open-minded. So I try to make it even more holiday-esque, really, and ham up that part of it, because that's when I'm happiest and it's when I do the best job.
To a hole, I knew it, I had fallen in before. I didn't have the tools or understand the rules to be more. I allow myself to see the truth of how it came to be. Fists on curl, anger leaves from the dirt. Come back free. Oh, you can come back free, you can come back free. Yeah, you can come back free, you can come back. I was lost inside a dream, I knew it, I had been there before. I'm twisting and I'm turning, taking my time, welcoming my fears through the door. from the dirt. Come back free. Oh, you can come back free. You can come back free. Oh, you can come back free. You can come back free.
I used to live in Sydney, like you were saying about small towns. I mean, obviously I'm from England, but I lived in Melbourne for like 15 years and then probably about five years in Sydney. And I've only lived in Nowra for coming up like a bit more than 2 years, but I agree. Like the small towns is just, it's just a way better life, I think.
I think so too. Yeah. And I mean, Nowra especially is a really interesting town. Like it's quite a big town. Like it's a real hub of the South Coast. But I really feel like and I'm sure you're part of this movement, there's a real beautiful artistic and cultural movement that's starting to, you know, take form, and there's more live music there, and there's more kind of young people doing interesting creative things, and not just young people, obviously all ages, but there's more of a scene for it. And I guess in that sense, it must be quite an exciting time to be in Nowra.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we came to Nowra, we didn't know it had that kind of side to it, and we've discovered it through the venue where you'll play Horses and George Bishop there. He's putting some really nice gigs on, and as you say, there's a bit of a community around that, and it's great.
I've never been to El Horses, but I'm really excited to see it, and I bumped into George around the traps, you know, here and there. I met him one day when Benji in the Saltwater Sound System, I met Benji and George at a petrol station in somewhere on a highway somewhere, you know. It was pretty cool. I'm looking forward to playing a gig at George's venue and, just getting to know him a bit more.
Yeah, fantastic. I think Benji's playing tomorrow night as well.
I wish I was there.
And then, we got you next week. So, it's going to be an exciting month.
Yeah. And tell me, is the Tea Club, I've heard rumours that the Tea Club might be starting to do gigs again.
It has been doing a few acoustic. Tegan Portner, who's supporting you on El Horses, Tegan did a show there last week, I think it was. So yeah, it's a beautiful space out the back there. Have you been in there?
Yeah, oh man, my first gig at the Tea Club would have been like probably 13, 14 years ago. And every few years, some owner comes and they kick into gear and there's beautiful events there again, and then something often happens and it just goes quiet and it's no longer. So I'm although, as I say, very excited about El Horses and excited there's multiple venues, but the thought of the Tea Club putting stuff on gets me really amped.
Yeah, it's going to be good to see you down here, and hopefully I'll get to have a chat with you. Thanks, Kim Churchill. We'll see you at El Horses on the 3rd of December. Really looking forward to it.
I watch as you grew, I watch as you fell. I watched you make my life real, and I watched as I made your life hell. See, I felt many things, and I know what I see, but these feelings were out of my league. Oh, won't you please come home? And oh, won't you please come home? I don't see the reasons why. It's made out of stone. The world beats just for her, honey, as far as she's concerned. But I long to be saved, and you need to learn to let people in. love them in return. I've felt many things, and I know what I see. But these feelings were out of my league. Oh, won't you please come home? I don't see the reasons why you're gone. And oh, won't you please come home? Come on.